Lesson 4, Habits of the Futurist. In the previous lessons, we have discussed what kind of mindset we are trying to develop for ourselves. In this lesson, we look at some of the routines and habits we need to cultivate to get there. The topics we will explore are routine, habit, or ritual. What habits make a futurist? Developing a futurist mindset. Forming habits to cultivate an open mindset, and finally, how to make it happen. Routine, habits, or rituals. We often use habits, routines, and rituals interchangeably, but they are not the same thing. The most important distinction is the degree of awareness and energy we invest into each action. Habits and routines are both regular and repeated actions. The difference is habits happens with little or no conscious thought, and routines require intention and effort. Habit, good or bad, needs only little awareness. They are an automatic impulse to do something, often triggered by a particular cue, waking up, commuting, walking past a cafe, or starting a meeting are all cues that can trigger actions such as drinking coffee or buying a snack. Routines, on the other hand, takes deliberate effort and practice. Making your bed in the morning, going to the gym, or meditating are all routines that requires you to actively make the decision to practicing them, or they will simply stop. Some essential habits. Being future-oriented requires us to allocate time to think. This means reflecting on change and new developments, imagining how they could impact our society, business, organization, and community, and people. A positive commitment to being proactive, not reactive, is an essential habit of the futurist. This takes considerable discipline, since it is all too easy to become stuck in day-to-day operations rather than planning ahead. Flexing your change-maker muscle also means you begin to lead rather than just follow, a critical part of futurist thinking. In the beginning, this requires a very active and conscious effort. This is what it takes to create good routines and inspiring rituals. Over time, it will become second nature, requiring minimal investment because you will automatically consider the future on a day-to-day basis. Rituals is about subjective experience of a task or a routine. With rituals, you are fully engaged and have focus on the experience of the task rather than just its completion. When you become mindful about routines, they turn into rituals. A daily walk can become a creative boost, or keeping a journal can turn into a well-being ritual. Developing a futurist mindset. When you practice your futurist rituals, effort diminishes, and they then become a habit. Not all will work for you. The idea is for you to cherry-pick, modify, or potentially add new ones that suits you as you develop your futurist mindset. Try them out one or two steps at a time. New thinking and a good habit isn't developed overnight. Start by reading and studying the habits and ritual of a futurist list, which is a PDF that you can find on this page. Then go back and pick the one you find appealing. Over time, you will develop your own personal list. Remember, too, that you will develop a futurist mindset from your point of departure. So where you are as an architect, a business leader, marketing executive, or an analyst or urban planner, and the list goes on, there's also a futurist within you. Bonus info: practice your way into mastery. So what does it take to become an expert, a master in your field as a futurist? Malcolm Gladwell popularized the idea of 10,000 hours practice in his bestseller Outliers, The Story of Success. It's a catchy rule and it sticks, but it is not completely true. Still, the important thing to take away is that mastery will take time and practice. In the following, we take a closer look at tried and tested ways to train your futurist mindset and practice your way into mastery. Forming habits to cultivate an open mindset. We are the sum of our habits. First we make our habits and then our habits makes us. What we repeatedly do shapes our days, our body and our mind, our work and our outlook. Habits are created over time, and some studies found that it takes an average of 66 days to form a new habit. If you haven't started to think about the future yet, now is the time to start. Build up from small habits. This is key to making them stick. You probably already practice some or a lot of the habits in our guide, but if you don't, start small to begin cultivating your futurist mindset. A common mistake people make is trying to change a particular behavior without keeping an eye on the person you need to become to make this new habit work for you. Curiosity and imagination are the defining superpowers when it comes to forming new habits. 95% of habits are automated, freeing up the brain to do other tasks. However, to change them, we try to use conscious force, willpower. This is obviously hard to do and can fail. Imagination helps us bridge the conscious and unconscious effort in changing habits. Imagining the person you will become keeps your mind on the ball and is instrumental to changing those habits. Making the future happen. Everything is interconnected, so multidimensional thinking helps us navigate change and complexity. Anyone can be a positive change maker, but it starts with the decision to take ownership of the future you want to create. Think in terms of creating new ideas rather than restricting yourself to expanding business opportunities. This frees you to test inspiring concepts and explore truly fresh thinking while you along the way are free to abandon all the ideas that just don't work. That's how design thinking works, ongoing iteration and learning by doing. Dream big and tell inspiring stories on your journey. It will help people relate both to you and your ideas. The more you work at bringing your imagination into play, the easier it becomes. Remember, the future is not just somewhere we go. We create the future. In the next lesson, the theme is all about whole brain thinking and why it is so important to trend management.